Hey, good morning. I'm Scotty O. Hope you're doing well this morning. I know someone doing well this morning. Her name is Shauneth. I've got Shauneth on the phone this morning. She is with Run Mabu. Shauneth, this is run number two or run number three for Run Mabu?
This is actually run number four. At the Raise Mabu, Run Mabu, yeah.
Okay, tell me about this run that's happening in Mabu.
Sure. So this has become an annual event on Thanksgiving weekend, on Saturday morning, so a great way to kick off your Thanksgiving weekend. Mm-hmm. We are a 5K and 10K timed run, and we are a 5K walk, and we have a kids' fun run with Kids Corner. All of our events take place on the Celtic Shores Coastal Trail, the beautiful Celtic Shores Coastal Trail. And we really are lucky to do that because of the support of that crew and the Mabu Rivers Trail crew and the Inverness County Trail Federation. We try to bring a little bit of a unique flair to the event. And so we do have a run and walk, but we also have live music. So we have live music at our start and finish line, during our registration, and out on the course.
Can we talk about who's playing?
Yeah. Well, I think we're going to leave that up to the participants to discover on the day of.
Okay, so it's a surprise. I like that.
It is a surprise.
You never know who's going to be around the next corner and who's going to be playing music for you.
Yeah, you got to come out and discover for yourself. We also have a couple of new surprises along the course this year that we're excited to reveal on the day of the event.
Oh, you're giving me popcorn and saying no butter. That's not fair.
I know. I think, Scott, I think this is your year. I think you have to come out this year.
You know what? I would love to. However, I'm not going to be around for Thanksgiving weekend, so I can't.
Oh, fair enough.
I can't. I'm really sorry. I've made other plans. I have to be away. But Thanksgiving weekend is a great time to get out and get that run in before it gets too cold, right? And the changing of the leaves, especially in the Mabu area, is gorgeous.
It's perfect.
Right?
We really embrace the October running season. It coincides perfectly with the cross country season in the high schools and junior highs.
Mm-hmm.
It coincides with Celtic Colors and the Blueberry Jam Harvest Series, so people that are in town for some other music on the weekend have a chance to come out and experience it. And really, we want them to experience the culture as well. So as I mentioned, our name is Raise Mabu, Run Mabu, so we have some Gaelic, mattering as Gaelic throughout the event, mm-hmm. and we also encourage people to participate in kilts.
Shauneth, stop. Participate doing a run in a kilt?
Oh, yeah.
Kilts are heavy.
That's where you can get to come out.
Kilts are heavy.
So because we know that kilts are very heavy,
yeah.
Those who participate in kilts are eligible for extra prizes.
Oh, I like that.
So a little bit of incentive. No. You add to the spirit of the day, and we'll make sure that... we're going to thank you for that.
Yeah. Okay, so Run Mabu, a 5K or a 10K run happening on the Thanksgiving weekend, which is a great way to run off the turkey and the extra stuff that you're gonna eat that weekend. Plus, if you're around for the Blueberry Jam Harvest Series, you can run off the blueberry jam, you know what I'm saying? Because that's extra calories there too, right? So you can run them all off. And at the same time, you're getting concerts on as you're running, with live music. And if you run in a kilt, for those that are just joining us, if you run in a kilt, you have an opportunity to win extra prizes for running in a kilt.
That is true. And we have lots of great prizes this year. We have a lot of very generous local businesses that annually donate, but we also have some new ones on board this year.
Mm-hmm.
We have Beaton's Delights Coffee coming on site again this year. They'll be serving up some sweet treats as well as some hot treats. Highland Cider House and Farm is donating pumpkins for all of our kids participants. So everyone in the free fun run,
mm-hmm.
Will go home with a pumpkin again this year. And so there's lots on the go. The kids are also, there's a lead warm-up and cool-down for them. There's an activity center for them. And so we're really hoping to see our numbers nice and high. We've grown over the last few years. We started with 20 participants.
Yep.
We grew to 120, and last year we had over 200. So
wow.
We're hoping to see something similar this year.
And it happens on Thanksgiving weekend. So if you're around for Thanksgiving weekend, this might be something you want to do. I'm still stuck on the kilts and the running in the kilts. They're like for. I know there's somebody thinking the same thing I'm thinking. Like, does it have to be traditionally worn? Like, does anybody check that?
I'm not checking, Scott. I'm not checking.
But I know there's somebody thinking the same thing, you know, and the chafing and the whatever. And Right. Well,
I wouldn't recommend running true Scott in a kilt. I would not.
Okay. All right. But you're
no one's checking if you try.
All right. But you are saying bring your kilt, wear your kilt, you get extra prizes.
Yeah.
All right. Run Mabu is going to be, sounds like a great time. I'm actually kind of upset because I think I would enjoy this. I would like to go. However, I'm already committed to something else.
Next year.
Okay. All right.
I'll pencil you in for next year.
All right. Do that. Pencil me in for next year because I'm already committed to something else. And once plans are made, I don't want to break plans because that would be rude.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right. So next year would be good for me, but this year could be good for everybody else. How do people get involved? How do they register? How do they register early?
Yeah. So we have a race roster page. And if you go to Google and look up Run Mabu, it's the first thing that comes up. So race roster is where you will go to register for the event. Anyone who's interested in volunteering, and we're really looking now for volunteers for out on the course for water stops and turnaround points, you would also register there so you can secure your swag. We want to make sure our volunteers are thanked, and Big Spruce is actually helping us with that, and they're donating some cold beverages for those who are volunteering for the event, and we're thanking them by giving them either a hat or shirt. So anyone that wants to register for any of the four events or volunteer can go to Race Roster. We are active on Facebook with lots of information being input there several days a week. So our registration does close on Wednesday, September 20th, so this coming Wednesday at noon. Mm-hmm. And that's just so that we can get our shirt orders in time and delivered. There might be opportunity after that to register, but you will not be able to secure a hat or shirt. And if you pop over to our Facebook page, we have revealed our new swag for this year, and I have to say it's looking pretty sharp.
Yeah. New swag.
Yeah.
Big Spruce, running in kilts, Celtic music. It sounds like an awesome day. And it's happening October 7th in Mabu. You can be part of it, too. Just follow the links. You'll get there. Seanath, I want to just thank you for taking some time this morning and opening my mind to how much fun that would be.
Oh, thank you so much. That Morin Tang, as we'll say. Many thanks in Gaelic there.
All right. Thank you very much.